as you interlock the two.
Now stretch them quite as
soccer and the fifth.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
I felt like a reptile. Like a reptile. I felt like a reptile.
Come flying in.
Are we recording?
Oh, yeah. Shit, sorry. Do you want me to?
No, carry on.
Okay.
Karen with the squirrel. The squirrel story. Right. Hi, everybody. You've just joined us in the middle of a conversation. Yeah. Karen.
We'll start properly. So this squirrel flies in, goes under the kickboard of the units, into the wall, and they had to rip out their entire kitchen because they kept nearly getting it, and it was like a U shape. So they just had to smash out a whole kitchen and new plastered walls because of a fucking squirrel. Yeah, that was bad. It's not the same as having a phone in the wall.
No, but there is one in one of the walls, and I hear it sometimes. And there's a light on the back of the house, and I don't know where the switch is for it, but sometimes it comes on.
We have both looked for that. Yeah. I thought you were mental. You said, there's a light there, and there's no cable. And I was like, okay.
That's part of the fun of owning an old house. It's a mystery house. Not that kind of mystery.
No, we don't want fucked up.
No, although I always know when that kind of mystery house has happened, because there's fucking Costa cups everywhere, and the whole place smells of oud.
He got a shout. I'm surprised he's not got a sponsorship deal yet. I was watching one of the Raptor vlogs.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Swiss Arabian are listening.
if Swiss Arabian are listening, you've got the ideal person to advertise your brand.
What do you think about squirrels? And can you send us some bottles of oud?
So, shall we get into the tattoo story first? Because I kind of feel like we should.
If you want to.
So we've just got back from UFC Copenhagen. Which
and
was a lot of fun.
A lot of others.
Well, a lot of others. We'll get into that in a minute. But UFC Copenhagen. So we have a friend over there that owns a tattoo studio called Enter the Dragon, which is the best name for a tattoo studio in the world. I think we can all agree on that.
Shout out to Soren.
Soren Lind. So we sent a couple of tickets over. I sent a couple of UFC tickets over with the Raptors on Friday to drop them off. They ended up getting drunk. And getting tattooed.
On the way?
No.
Oh, so it's not like a Red Riding Hood.
No. So they arrived, they handed the tickets over, everyone was excited.
Responsible, take this, don't stop. Take this and don't stop on the way.
And I knew something disastrous was going to happen, which was kind of part of the adventure of me sending the tickets with them. Because I'm like, I'm just going to let them go on this adventure.
Jamie, film this.
Jamie's the one that ended up with a tattoo from Mystery. Yeah. So you now have a lovely tattoo on your leg. Mm-hmm. Show us, come on. Brain dead, look at that. You'll start a trend.
That'll be a Raptor t-shirt.
People will be trying to get Mystery to tattoo them now, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, for real.
Dude, a Raptor t-shirt.
We'll do a Raptor t-shirt with brain dead on it.
Brain dead Raptors.
Yeah, literally that picture, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll probably spell it wrong though. So
Brian dead.
Yeah.
So what fights do you want to talk about? How many weeks has it been? I've had so many tweets from people saying, where's the podcast?
Yeah, which is kind of good.
I
was more surprised.
He's just mental.
Yeah.
He's frying my brain.
Melted your brain too many times. You had September.
My doctor
off.
Recommended that we stop the podcast.
Imagine. any doctor ever listened to this.
My kind of doctor.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
All right.
So.
You got a list. Oh, shit. You came ready.
Because, well, it's been a while. So we've obviously not spoken about anything. I mean, I know we know the results and we've seen all the war rooms and stuff, which have been getting mad views.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
They've been really
much.
Good. Yeah, people love it. So, the first one, I thought almost one word answers or like just a quick reaction from UFC 241, which is I think where we left off because it was DC
was it really?
And Stipe.
How many years ago was that?
604.
About the same age as Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda the badass. Yoda the king. King of cool.
Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, so what you're saying about DC Stipe?
Love it.
I love it.
The thing is, I always felt like Stipe was underappreciated as a heavyweight champion.
Completely.
And then when he got knocked out by DC, it like everyone was like, ha ha, see? We told you.
Validated it.
Yeah, right? And I did the breakdown, an Inside the Octagon breakdown, and I... Watching it back, I can see that I made more of a case for Stipe because a lot of people were talking about DC winning the fight.
Yeah.
And I've noticed I have a tendency to do this, which sometimes I get shit for, like, being biased towards one fighter.
Okay.
I tend to always stack the story towards the underdog.
Yes.
To try and balance out the people's opinion. Because there's always a good argument for someone winning.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see
that. A lot of people don't see that argument because they always focus on the favorite and what they're most likely to do. So in that first Inside the Octagon, I kind of made the argument for Stipe. And then he just fought in entirely the opposite way.
Yeah.
Like, he came out too aggressive. He was pushing forward. He was trying to fight DC's fight.
Didn't really respect his power. No. Until, obviously...
Second time around, though.
That's, beautiful. And that's what I thought, because I was talking to a few people before it happened. And like you were saying, I mean, for me, ever since the whole... Ever since Cain Velasquez got injured, I never really considered there was a heavyweight champ.
Oh, I got Cain Velasquez's mask.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I should have grabbed it next time.
In Mexico?
I'll wear it for the next podcast.
Did you get it in Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker. That's kind of cool.
I had a lovely time.
Yeah, well, meet me. Next time I come, meet me at the door in your...
In my
Nacho Libre get-up.
And a cape.
Yeah, just a cape.
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
I'll not film
that one.
Stick my stomach out like Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, standing backwards.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, ever since Cain, because Cain obviously smashed up Brock ages ago, but it was like yesterday. So he was
ages ago, but it was like yesterday.
Yeah, but he was champ looking. Everything about him was bang on champ. So then when we lost that and he was injured, I never really considered that anyone ever solidified the heavyweight until Stipe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of them when DC did what he did. It sort of, like you say, instantly turned people off. Instantly, like they were almost coming around to it. Excuse me, but. Then it was justified straight away that, see, he always said he was going to do it. So when he beat him the way he did this time, he's fucking insane.
So do you want to see a rematch? The rubber match?
No, I'm kind of glad that we're not. I want to see him do something else. Because
you want to see DC retire or fight again?
I'm not bothered.
Not bothered.
And that's no disrespect to DC. He's done what he's done and he's always surprised people. But I've never really got pumped for a DC fight.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's never been one that I've been like, oh, yo, fucking come around and watch this. Been like, I need to know the result, but... I'm all right. So it was, yeah, I think he's got more regret going out of that fight than DC did the first time because he was winning and doing everything right until he kept getting punched in the face a lot.
That is that's where the fight starts to go wrong.
It slows you down a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It works.
I've learned that a couple of times.
I did on the streets, but not in the
cage.
On
the streets.
Yeah, on the streets. Kimbo outside, Chippy. So, yeah, okay. Talk about Kimbo, then you've got... Obviously, the fight that was bought after this was because Nate and Pettis was on that same card.
Yeah.
So what are you saying about Nate Pettis?
I thought, well, I was surprised that Pettis didn't fight the way that he can.
Yeah.
I just feel like he waited too much. But then again, you know, the Wonder Boy fight, he was losing that fight until he won.
I think he just looks small in this weight class.
Mm-hmm. He's caught between two weight classes. I say it every podcast.
I know you do.
162.
Keep saying it.
162. That's because it's my ideal weight. That's why.
Yeah, we could have a throwdown.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
I just think he would suit that weight class. I just think he's too big for 55 now, and he's not big enough for 170.
Well, the
Nate looked good, and Nate adapted his game. It looked like he had a game plan.
Off.
Yeah.
He looked good. Bonkers. Mm. The thing with the Wonderboy fight for me with Pettis was, as incredible as it was, it did him no favours. Because like you say, he was getting beaten convincingly. Then pulled that out and then was like, oh, I am all right here.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you got brain damage the first two fucking rounds. Do you know what I mean? So, okay, but I thought it was a good build up and then.
Is it been announced that Pettis and Diego fighting in
Sanchez?
December?
Sanchez?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck off.
No, there was a conversation on Instagram. Did you see that? Instagram, Twitter? They had a conversation about it and they were wanted to fight. I was hoping that was going to happen at 170.
I only want to be there to see Diego's new routine again.
Oh, dude, that was weird, right?
It was one of the most special moments I think we ever had in
Vegas.
Yeah,
so you guys weren't backstage for that, were you? You were in the media pit with the regulars. Oh,
he went red hard. He went to the UFC outfitting booth, got everything that
everything
he could
red.
In red. Red sock. Well, I'm wearing the red Full Reptiles at the minute, but are red UFC. Well, everything was red, and then he was gliding around the octagon.
He had a red scarf. And he was like spinning in circles with his arms out and his eyes closed in the octagon before, like on weigh-in day, like ceremonial weigh-ins.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking mental.
And he was like doing all this kung fu shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not against it.
No,
I just probably wouldn't do it in the octagon when everybody else is there watching.
There was a lot of people there. Yeah. There was a fuckload of people there.
Unless you're trying to convince everyone you're mental.
Yeah. And his corner of one was still at the cage.
Corner of one, yeah. Yeah. like yes. fucking Splinter.
Oh, mate, yeah. He did have like a red gown on with a wooden staff. What are you doing?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Chill out.
I'd be disappointed if he didn't.
Oh, man.
So, like a hotel gown, though. Like a shit one. That
yeah, a really shit version. That turned into like Crown Plaza. Felt-tipped red. Yeah.
What was the next fight? Did we continue on? I have to keep steering this back on track, as you can
yes,
see.
Yes, definitely.
We've got a lot to cover, and I realise this could be a 4-hour podcast.
Okay, so, yeah, apologies in advance. Then we went to China.
We did go to China.
So off you went.
It's fucking hard work, that
place. I saw you for about 20 minutes in between
this.
They
took my knife off me.
Don't travel to airports with knives, kids. is the only thing I can say about that.
But in my defence, it's a fruit knife.
Okay.
Well, it's used for fruit.
That's not a knife.
It can be. It was in my checked luggage. It's not like I'm trying to carry it on in my bag. Mm-hmm. But the difference with normal airports, where you walk in and you drop your bag off, when you walk into an airport in China, they scan all of your bags at the door, and then you check your bags.
They've probably just seen passenger 57 or something, and they think you're going to like work your way down into the fucking luggage area to retrieve your knife.
This kind of panicked me, I'll be honest. Because yeah. I'd arrived there, and Shenzhen was the first of like a 6-week, every week in a row at a show.
Yes.
So like the last thing I wanted to do was to get get detained on the first trip.
Not my knife taken off me straight away.
Next thing, and I know the knife's in the bag, and they unzip it, and I know what they're looking for. So I go straight to it, just to, you know, save the extra time. I pull it out, and then immediately, like, there's like fucking radios going on, and phone calls, and smoke signals, and shit. And I'm like, this is not good.
Do smoke signals. It's perfect.
Right?
Yeah, it's good.
That's a smoke signal.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all over it. It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you got a better one?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Then we'll continue.
I wouldn't dare.
So the next thing, they've got this fucking tape measure out, this ruler, and they're measuring this knife, and then they've got my passport, and then put my passport next to it, and then they're all taking photos, and then everyone seems to be like sending the photos to people on their
WhatsApp groups. On their,
well, not WhatsApp, because that's illegal over there. Okay. It's WeChat.
We're watching you chat.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, I didn't download that. I will not download that.
No, don't. I had it for a second, and then
yeah,
all the stuff that I was looking at on Amazon then started saying, why don't you buy this? I'm like, how do you know that? Yeah. What have you been looking at?
Yeah, start sending you links and stuff.
Yeah, to Chinese websites.
Yeah, so they took my knife off me.
That's wank.
I was disappointed.
But China, how is China in general? Grey and miserable.
Shenzhen's kind of cool from the hotel room window.
Okay.
I didn't particularly enjoy walking around the streets too much. There's more cameras than people.
Awful.
And because there were some kind of dignitaries in town, there were like military and police everywhere, plus with all the shit that's going on in Hong Kong, there were like loads and loads of military there. So it was kind of weird.
But that was kind of because so you went,
and they kept coming into my hotel room when I wasn't there as well, for sure.
Do you want to tell people how you know? Because you've told me, and I find it quite interesting.
Well, it was the day that I went to the event, and I kind of had an inkling that someone had been in the room when I'd been in the gym. So I thought to myself, right, I'm gonna switch everything off and take both the key cards with me. And when I got back, all the lights were on, and there was a new key card in the room, and it was a different key card as well. It had a little circle. It said the golden circle.
This is so like the beginning of a Jackie Chan Eddie Murphy film.
I was hoping for like an invitation to a martial arts tournament or something.
Like some weird budget rush out.
Some guy shows up with the Raiden hat.
Yeah.
No, like, I'd have been down for that. I wouldn't have minded that. No, they were just coming to have a look around my room, see what I was doing.
So you looked into that. I think I'd have put a sock on the door handle, and if it moved, I'd have known. Or one we used to do was put crisps, full crisps, like hula hoops or something.
Quite, chips for everyone listening in America.
Yeah, potato chips, but quite strong. So worldwide. So we'd put the like hula hoops or something in there,
mm-hmm.
and then basically you'd shut the door, and then if someone crushed them, because you can't just then find a hula hoop and replace it once you've fucked up. Do you know what I mean? So like a would-be robber is like, oh fuck, I've got to rob everything now, or find a packet of hula hoops and replace them.
Mm. The danger with that is that once they realize that they've been rumbled, they either go, now I should leave, or now I need to kill everyone in the house.
Okay, yeah. But then if they're in a hotel room in China, there's a fucking load of people.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? What's happening on this 12th floor? Someone going apeshit. He's crushed some fucking crisps in a guy's room.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was hard work. But Shanghai was good. The Performance Institute was good. I do actually have a recording of like an hour's worth of conversation with Dean, which I've not yet sent over to
He's
you guys.
He's going to be fuming.
I know he is.
We did a
he
podcast. Is.
I know we did. We did. I've not even taken the memory card out of the recorder yet.
Will it be more
a good conversation?
Will it be more out of date than this already is? Because
No, it's timeless. Because okay. We're talking about the Institute and like all the tests I did and stuff, and it was cool.
That place is amazing. Yeah, they were good
amazing.
on Instagram because you were doing a load of resistance. Wasn't there a bar that you had to pull up on?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Is that bolted to the floor? Because it didn't move. And I'm thinking, he can definitely lift
those
that.
Bars don't look very heavy.
Pussy. Yeah, pick the fucker up, Dan.
Yeah, it was like, it was static resistance training. So,
we need to verify that because that sales was slowly dropping off. That tap out. Oh, no. Can't be associated with this.
No, what it was, there were pressure plates on the floor.
Ah.
So instead of me pulling the bar up, I was pulling myself down into the floor. So it was measuring pounds of pressure or something science. I don't know. Yeah. I don't do science.
I can imagine a lot of people are going to need a shit after trying that. What are you doing? Nothing. Where are the toilets?
It's a good spot, though.
Yeah.
They've got some like 20-year-old kids on the mat there that are killers.
Mate.
Dangerous.
We're obviously, Dean's over there, so he's been filling us in on some of them when we've been catching up. But one thing I need to clarify is Wei Li Zhang, Zhang Wei Li, what the fuck, which way round is correct?
Know. I'm still not sure.
Because I know on a previous podcast, you have said Zhang Wei Li, because you were remembering names.
Yes.
But then, this time, they were like, Wei Li. And then they were just calling her, they were calling her Wei Li Zhang, but then they would refer to it as Wei Li. But normally when they're in the octagon and they're referring, they'll use the surname.
Uh-huh.
So I was just like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Just play the game. We can either rename her, Sharon, or whatever it needs to be. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, like the first two fights, it was Zhang Wei Li.
It definitely was.
And now it's been switched to Wei Li Zhang, I think.
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
Zombie.
The names.
That works.
Like, that's why I end up doing the... yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They even put it in the fucking name on the bottom. His mum must be so proud.
Well, it happened the opposite way around. It happens up... You know when James Thompson went out to fight in Japan?
Right.
His nickname initially was the Colossus.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking huge. Have you ever seen James Thompson? He's massive, right? So he went out to fight in Pride.
Yeah.
They changed his nickname from the Colossus because it was difficult to say. They changed it to Megapunk. How fucking cool is that? Megapunk!
Mega, yeah, it is if you can back it up.
Yeah, but
imagine
then
if they called me Megapunk.
But then he would sprint out into someone's fist and get knocked out.
Happen a couple of times. Because then he dropped into all the Seagal. Was he in a couple of Seagal films?
Yeah, he's a good extra in movies because
of
the size of him.
Yeah.
And he is scary looking.
Oh, for real?
I remember he fought on a show down in Bristol once and they walked him out with like two Roman soldiers. Because he used to fight for Trojan Free Fighters,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, what the fuck was that event? I remember that. There was much entertainment on the walkout.
It was talking of Van Damme movies. That felt like a Van Damme movie. That was real. Well, the old days of UK MMA.
Yeah. Cage fight.
Tables just moved. Did you fucking screw this down properly? Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm never sure when the Raptors set the setup.
No.
Always makes me nervous.
About 9:45.
Knowing what the hotel room looks like at fight week. Someone's unpacked their bag.
They've got
with
an unpacking grenade. Okay. Next fight. So, well,
quick fire.
What are you saying?
Yeah, awesome.
Insane.
Awesome.
Right?
Yeah, really
fantastic.
Good. Really good. I think she's very talented. I think she'd have more problems with other people in the division. I think the fact that Jessica Andrade always comes forward, you know she's going to follow you in a straight line, so you can start walking her onto stuff.
And she went out. She didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And it's not like she's started like that before and just knocked someone out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like Holly Holm when Holly, before she fought Ronda, was that much of an underdog because she'd gone to decisions and sort of played pat a cake a bit more so than this time. She was like, fucking turned it on. So if it is anything like the Holly sort of turn, if it does mean that she goes out there now and she's fucking explosive, it was a massive surprise.
Mm. I want to see her fight Joanna.
Yeah, it'd be
good. That's the fight I want to see.
Yeah, definitely.
Two strikers. I think she'd probably try and take her down, though. But Joanna's got good takedown defense.
Yeah. But I'd still like to watch that. More so than a DC fight. Sorry, DC.
What? More than Zhang against DC?
I think she'd take him.
What about against Cejudo?
She'd just straight in. Oh, against Cejudo. Yeah, I've got
that. He wants
that
to fight everybody. He wants to fight everybody. Everybody little.
Did you see...
He actually introduced himself to me as the King of Cringe backstage in Mexico.
No.
Like there's nobody else around, dude. King of Cringe is here. All right, Henry, how are you? Like, there's no one else here, dude. You don't, you know, you can take the mask off now.
You should say, what's your first name?
What's
it? Nice to meet you.
What was the question?
I was going to say, is Shevchenko choking him out?
Yeah, they met up, didn't they? Yeah. I didn't get...
It was just at the event, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't get... I even put that, because sometimes I'll write random notes. Like, there's all
random
sorts.
Notes, you? Nah.
Yeah, I've got one that stands out is racist old man. That's a quick tangent that I can tell you about at some point. There's another one. Did you have a favourite bowl or a cup when you were a child? Like, even now you have the same mug or bowl or cup.
Mm. I have the same mug when I go to my parents' house every time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's a
Desperate Dan mug. It's like an oversized Desperate Dan comic.
And if
book
I don't get it, I'm kind of pissed. Or if I see someone else has got
it.
No,
I just don't drink it. I just leave it till it goes cold. And then my mum gets the message like, where's my cup?
Yeah.
I was going to swear then, but my mum listens.
Yeah. We're not going to do that.
Sorry, mum. Sorry.
We once went out when we first had Millie. She was about a year old. And we went out for one of the first times. We got a babysit, which was our friends. And I almost fell out with them because he made himself a drink in my cup. Didn't know. He had no fucking idea. But world's best daddy or something written on it. And he's fucking sat there talking to me when I got back. Like, you had a good night then.
Slap it out of his hand.
What the fuck? Big issues. And
daddy? He's been calling you daddy.
You're not a fucking daddy. Give me a mug. I worked hard for that. Good 4 minutes. But it's the same as like when we have a... It was discreet, right? Elaine's going to pick up on that big time. Or when we'd have a party and people would come around and like halfway through a party, I'd always start making tea because I'm not a big drinker. And then other people had noticed. They'd be like, oh, I want a brew. And they'd come out with like my kid's mug or they've stirred it with the kid's spoon. I'm like, you're drunk. You can get that all over the stuff. It's stupid. But that was one of the tangents randomly that's written in my phone. Okay. I don't know why. I was probably baked. But probably. Henry Cejudo's in there. Just for being a fucking tonk. What the fuck?
You're not a fan, though?
No? Oh, just bang him out. Like, someone said that Faber's re-retired. That's wank.
Has he?
It said so, but there's been no official word. But...
Until he's out of the testing pool. This is what we need to learn. Until a fighter's out of the testing pool, they're not retired.
Good, okay. So, hopefully
Faber... Because Gustafsson's still in the testing pool.
Yeah, of course. Right? Well, they're all doing it, aren't they?
He wants to fight Rockhold, doesn't he? That's what it is.
It'd be interesting, that would. Rockhold didn't look like he wanted to be there when we were in Vegas.
No.
And then when he got... Bannered, then he definitely Spannered. Didn't look like he wants
Rockhold just likes to hang out at the PI and get his knees massaged.
He wants to hang out on the floor looking up. That's where he wants to hang out. You alright down there? Yeah, I'm good. I'm alright down there. Fucking hate Bisping. Ruined my life. But
what do you reckon to Jacare against Błachowicz?
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I don't think enough was made of the Jacare Hermansson thing. Because essentially that was like top three. That you've beat.
Mm.
Nothing against Cannonier in any way, shape or form.
He looked good as well.
Because he looked fucking insane. But that Jacare, it's a massive thing. And the thing is, Jan looked incredible against Luke, but Luke's not himself.
Mm.
That's not taking anything away from Jan, but that's a fucking dangerous fight. It's a big fight. If you can win that, that's massive.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it if he can win, but I'm just worried because Jacare is fucking dangerous. And I like Jan.
Yeah, I thought Jan was going to get a title shot.
That'd be good.
That was what I was hearing. They were the rumblings.
See, you get to hear proper stuff like that. I have to rely on Twitter.
I'm not hearing it from any reliable sources. That's why I don't talk about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you won't tell anyone.
No one tells me anything.
So what's my note going back to Henry Cejudo was just Henry Cejudo. There's literally nothing other than
you just
that.
You just want to shit talk him a bit.
I don't get it. Like, I don't get this whole I want to fight the women's belts. He's not like cleared everything out yet. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see someone come in and fucking slap him a bit. His title reign is getting too justified. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Before, when DJ lost his knee in his stomach in the first round, he was like,
yeah.
That's it. Don't come back.
Aldo's moving down, right?
Yeah, it's not the same Aldo, is it? And then he's going to walk around like he's beat the real Aldo.
Didn't he always hate cutting to featherweights as well?
Yeah.
Didn't he always struggle with that?
Mm. I don't know. So, good point.
Yeah.
Fuck him. But that was... Hold on, we've got Mexico in a minute. China, then we went to Abu Dhabi.
It's quite scary when Owen's in charge of the running order.
Yeah, I've literally got a list. I did my research on the toilet this morning. You went to Abu Dhabi.
I did.
How was that?
It was awesome. It was sweaty. So hot. It was hot, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was ridiculously hot. Every time you walked outside, just break out in sweat.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Even just walking from the workout tents to the main tent, say tent. Arena, it was a big tent. It was a massive fuck-off tent.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Because who was... Wasn't it... I got a lot of tweets. I got a lot of tweets because our mate was commentating.
Oh, your mate?
Yeah.
Dominic.
Paul Snooze. When you sent that picture to me, I was like, yeah, I wish you'd have just taken on just a sleep on his shoulder. It's like, oh, here I am meeting Dominic Cruz. That's me 4 seconds later. Should have done that, to be fair. Yeah, he might have slapped you a bit. That would have been bad if you'd have come back with a black eye. This is because of your fucking joke, dickhead.
Yeah, so, yeah, I didn't have any commentary because I was just kind of wandering around. I had no job on the night until the fights had finished, and I did the post-fight show for BT.
That was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You had a bit of a job dropping my mum and dad off.
I did, yeah, I did. We had to go and get his mum and dad in because they were coming to their very first UFC event.
Oh, wow.
And they'd spent all week learning about all the fighters, hadn't they? It was wicked.
That's wicked. Yeah. Driving that, done his research, your dad sat next. I like this Khabib. Looking forward to it. Dominant, isn't he?
That's what he was calling it. He was saying like Khabib.
I used to work with a lad that always said Dana instead of Dana.
Mm.
Fuck, he winds me up because Dana would even say his own name, and he just, do you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, when someone says their own name, it's like Al Iaquinta.
Yeah.
When people say Al La Quinta, and you've heard him say it himself, so you know you're getting it right.
La Quinta.
Oh, you say La Quinta. You say it. Yeah.
Not as bad as Fight Disciples. Jeez, they get every name wrong.
There are some names that get fucked up. Yeah.
So Judo.
It was the Cannoneer this week. Last week. I think it was...
Yeah, doesn't Adam call him Cannoneer?
No, that was...
He does. He fucking does. Cannoneer.
It was one of them. It was one of them that said... That started getting Cannoneer and just going, Cannoneer. And just started adding loads of more O's and N's.
Dude, I kept fucking up the Italian fighter's name. And the thing is, I need to go back and listen to it because I was on the stage at the weigh-in. So I have two people that talk to me in my ear most of the time when I'm doing something, either whether I'm interviewing fighters or on stage or whatever. And I announced the fighter, Alessio Di fuck.
Gold. Take two.
Alessio Di Chirico, right?
Di Chirico?
Di Chirico.
That sounds like some crisps that aren't quite on brand. Do you know what I mean? Have you got them Doritos? No, I've got some Di Chiritos. Not the same. Not the same. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they
I know
don't
exactly
take
what
the, mean.
That.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I said his name right, which is why I need to go back and listen to the weigh-ins, because I felt like I said his name right. And as soon as I said his name, someone came in my ear and he went, we're going with Di Chirico. And I'm like, did I not just say that? And now I'm starting to question
Imagine if they just fucking with you.
And then. I know I've got to say it again within the next few seconds. And I know I'm going to fuck it up again. So I'm pretty sure I definitely fucked it up the next time.
And you can't go first names. Can you like, Steve?
No. Alessio, I can do that, but
yeah, yes.
There's always a name on the bit of paper as the weigh-ins are happening. I'm looking at that name and I'm going, that name's coming up in a minute. I'm going to fucking mess that name up.
I would fuck them all up. the issue that I have is when it's something like Dana or Dana, it's not even a hard name to say. It's
no,
quite easy.
There's no reason to get that wrong.
But they keep getting it wrong, and like you're not listening to anything they're saying because you're just thinking, it's fucking Dana prick. I thought you liked this thing. What the fuck are you doing? I thought you were into this. Like, bear in mind, at the time, there's no one else that I can talk to about fights. So I've got one guy, and he's like, yeah, well, Dana was making... I was like, shut the fuck up. So that was it, yeah. Cut my friendship short. Couldn't pronounce a fucking name right. But fuck it, we'll be right.
Where are we next?
What's next
on the list?
How did you feel about Abu Dhabi?
It was good. Fucking Paul Felder and Edson Barbosa.
Dude.
Like, Felder's still got a like nice pink scar on his forehead from that fight.
That was fucking close.
What a horrendous first round for him. Like, he must have got back to his corner in that first round and thought... Fuck, here we go again.
What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And imagine if you're Barbosa, though, because you're doing it and you've already beat him.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you making me do this again? It was crazy, but close. I mean, the thing is, I think because I really like Felder, it was easy to see that it was his win.
Mm. But see, I didn't think he won. And I didn't tell him
twice.
That the weekend.
I watched it twice and I honestly thought that Edson won.
Mm.
But I didn't know if it was a bit that Edson was a bit more cautious. Not that it was a boring fight in any way, because it wasn't. But you know, normally he's got that killer instinct. And the last time he came out, he was absolutely bingoed by Justin.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if that was going
to... Made him a bit cautious, do you think?
Yeah, yeah, just for that final... You know what, on the end of his combos, normally comes in a little bit harder.
Plus, they kind of like each other as well. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, yeah. They were shaking hands and hugging all week and stuff.
Which is kind of worrying.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just a mindset, you know?
Yeah. But there was the open workouts and stuff, when you were seeing the amount of sweat, how hot it was.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
They were both shredded as well.
Yeah, they were.
Definitely the lowest body fat percentage on the card for any fight.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. They were both in wicked shape. But Paul Felder's another one that's caught between weight classes.
Yeah.
I was talking to him at the weekend about it, and like, he's gonna not be able to make 55 soon.
No. And his record's ridiculous. I mean, it's only going to take, I don't know who I'll put him up against next, but it's only going to take a couple more.
Mm.
Because how old is he? Is he our age?
No. He's not as ancient as us.
Oh, really?
No.
At least we don't look it. Felder. Just saying.
No, he's not very old. Felder. What is he? Oh, he's 34. Yeah, he's fucking old. Really old.
Yeah, old as shit.
Time to retire, Felder.
Yeah, hang it up, dude. Can you remember when Chuck was coming back? Randy was coming back to fight Chuck. And he was like 36. And they're like, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
He's fucking too old. Like, yeah. What? I'm 38 now. That's fucking bonkers. All right, so Khabib.
Abu Dhabi, did we talk about anything else? The vlog was good that you put up. I did enjoy that.
Yeah.
My favourite part was Security Steve. He's got those fucking raptors with him.
That needs to be a text alert, doesn't it?
It does, exactly. I said that to you. We need to do that. We need to get that text alert. We'll send it to Steve. He'll use it.
Yeah, just to say, fucking raptors. Cunts.
Where are we next?
Khabib Dustin.
Oh.
That second round when he clipped him.
Very impressive. Because there are so few opportunities to get into a fight against Khabib, though. Like, he got two opportunities. When he rocked him, or seemed to have rocked
when he punched him.
And then that guillotine. Both times it was like, oh shit, I can win the fight here, and he just threw everything at it. Mm. And it just backfired.
But he looked exhausted. You know, when he did clip him or when he landed that punch, he looked fucked. And I don't know if it was the heat, the travel, I don't know. There's gotta be something behind it, because
he was emotional at the weigh-ins as well. Yeah,
he didn't look like normal Dustin. When Dustin fought Max, that was a fucking clinic. That was like everything was measured, everything was bang on. This time, once he landed with that one, he was just like, may as well pendulum the other fucking arm around. And like, it was getting close. And like you say, the guillotine was fucking crazy tight.
Yeah, to see Khabib bail out to the side, it must have been tight.
Yeah. So I was just, the other thing I've got in here, in my random notes.
Oh, shit. So you've got a random notes on your phone and then a scribbled notes
this
in your notepad.
Yeah, this is official events we've missed. And this is random shit that...
That's a long fucking list.
Yeah. The bit was... How strong is the half beard look in Abu Dhabi?
The what?
Half beard. Just the chin strap.
It's a strong look.
Fuck me.
Mm.
So many, like, there's no nose neighbours. Anyway, they're all like, just...
I don't know. Yeah.
Just gone.
Showed up to the Raptors Hotel on fight day to pick them up. A mystery's gone full headdress.
It looked wicked. It looked bad. I thought you were going to go full traditional. If I'd have thought about it, I would have printed you like some repeat pattern full reptile Raptors ones.
Next time.
Yeah,
next
you know time. When Conor had that pinstripe suit that said fuck you on it?
And a shout out to Ram as well. That vehicle that we had was ridiculous. Driving it across the sand dunes. Yeah,
being jealous that you lot were already there and already doing all that stuff was one thing. But then seeing the truck, I was like, this is fucking nasty.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, for real. It was the bollocks.
Although parking it underground in the hotel was a challenge.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that their spaces would be big. Like, when you go around
England... They were,
England,
but the truck was fucking massive.
Yeah.
Like, there were big spaces, but the truck was ridiculous. Like it would fit comfortably in here, but if you had a smaller room, you'd struggle to fit it in.
Fuck. Well, that's the problem. Like, in England, the roads and the parking spaces are made for, like, Austin Allegros and fucking minis.
Little
and
tiny,
small
yeah.
things.
Mm-hmm.
You pull up in anything now, the amount
the
of time I'll stick
him
head
Austin Allegro?
You'll know what an Austin Allegro is.
Would I?
It's that weird car back in the day that had the big dents in the side door like that. When I show you, you'd be like, fuck, I know that one, yeah.
Okay.
My auntie's
we'll
hairdresser.
Pop a picture up on the screen right now. Will I?
Austin Allegro. It'll be brown. For reference. Make sure you get a brown one. That's when they used to spray cars brown. Okay. Yep. So, what's next for Dustin?
I want to see him fight Conor McGregor.
I'd like to see that.
Easy.
Yeah, I think that'd be a nice refocused Dustin. Easy. If Cowboy would have won, I would have... And it's probably going to be a stand-up bit of a...
And I think Dustin's better at 55 than he was at 45 as well. Yeah. So I think it'd be a better fight.
How long do you think Conor has to stay out before he would take anything less than a main event? Because
I don't know. I don't think he would. And the thing is, you could build a main event around him. It wouldn't. this obsession with having belts in the main event is the problem.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't need to be fighting for a belt to be main event. No. You can't really put him as a co-main event, and I wouldn't want to see him fight over three rounds, because part of Conor's problem is going past three rounds.
Yeah.
So I'd want to see someone like Poirier get five rounds against him.
That would be, because the thing is, the first time that was a big punch, it was really close behind the air, wasn't it?
Right across the side of the head, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that's a different Poirier. I'd like to see that again, definitely. Mm-hmm. And like I say, if it was going to be the other way, if Cowboy would have won against Gaethje, because as much as I'd like to see Gaethje against Conor, I'd definitely want to see him against Khabib instead.
I definitely think he's the one with the best shot of beating Khabib, I think. I think Tony's got a good shot of cutting him or catching him with a, you know, anaconda or something, but I just think Justin Gaethje's style, meet him in the middle, fight him with wrestling, and he maintains his firepower through the fight as well.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, the interesting thing with Tony is, it's almost like fate, the fact that it's been off for like four times, because we've never... The problem, when you're going into these main events with unbeaten people and stuff, is almost, if it was head and heart, or if it's written down, if I say to you, Khabib Poirier, you're going to be like, Khabib all day. As it gets closer, you start thinking, do you know what? No, he can fucking do it. He can fucking do it. No, he's all right. He's got this. And then round one, you're like, if he just makes it to round two, he might be all right. They start on the feet again. It's going to be all right. And then next minute, he clips him. You're like, I fucking told you. And then he gets tapped. You're like, oh, yeah, well, no, he's good though, isn't he? He's good, Khabib. He's all right. Yeah, he's never been beaten. Like, but it always comes in every time. Even I've watched a million fights and I pretty much know who's going to fucking win. I always find myself going, yeah, but... He could.
That's why we watch it though. This is the but, right? That's why we like underdogs.
That's why I'm looking forward to. Looking forward to Tony. Like the thing is, we've never seen it because it's always dropped out. But if Tony can get back to his feet, his hands are fast. He's fucking. He moves fast. So if that takedown isn't so much of a threat, that's. I just want to see what Khabib does under pressure. I've not got anything against Khabib. It's like when GSP got beat by Sarah. To see him come back against Sarah and put his knees through him was ridiculous because he was like making a point.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to see, even when Anderson lost or whenever any champion loses, you want to see how they come back.
Yep.
So for me, it's more a case of seeing, can anyone land on Khabib or do anything? And obviously we've always said Gaethje, which is one of the most exciting fights, but I don't hate the Tony one.
Tony's Gaethje's next in line. Yeah. It's got to happen.
But that was, I mean, fucking hell, I'm looking forward to that. But that's not on my paper. My paper is Cowboy and Gaethje.
Yep. Gaethje's just good, isn't he?
I
just think Cowboy has hit his ceiling in both weight divisions.
Do you think he'd given up before he got in there, though? Do you think he knew what was going to happen? I'm not saying he didn't try, because he came in like Doc Holliday looking like a fucking pimp.
Yeah.
Which was badass. But when he was in, or after it had finished, he was almost that much straight into it. All right, this guy.
But he was trying to be mates with him all week. And Cowboy always does that. Yeah. No matter who he's fighting, he wants to be friends. Because he's there to have a good time and that's how he stays relaxed.
Yeah.
I think Gaethje had realised this. So when you see him at the weigh-ins, Gaethje just stonewalled him. He just stood exactly what Darren Till did. Stood front up with his hands behind his back. And he just wasn't really engaging Cowboy at all. I think that's unsettling for Cowboy when someone does that to him. And then as soon as the fight was over, that's why he was relieved. It's like, okay, cool, we can be mates again.
He's wanting to be liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it. And it was just one of them that, I don't know, Gaethje just proved us all right all again because he just did what he always does.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's now taking his time and considering it is fucking scary.
Yeah, picking his shots, not taking too much punishment.
Not at all. No, it was good. On there, Glover.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Won again.
One for the old boys.
But I don't want him to get injured.
No.
or mentally injured because he just keeps doing it and he's going for fucking wars and getting slapped up a little bit. But
he always seems to get hurt before he gets the win.
To prove a point, to say, we can still do it. It's like, stop fucking still doing it. That's scary.
At least BJ Penn's been released.
Yeah, but did you see what the fuck went down?
Yeah. Apparently, apparently he got the guy back though, didn't he?
Mate,
apparently,
he's going to be doing time soon, man.
I know. It could be so useful to MMA in Hawaii as well.
For real.
Can you imagine what he could teach?
Wasn't he the first dual weight champion before Randy? He was the first to have two belts in two different divisions.
You're the guy that maintains all
I'm
that
sure it was him.
Information.
It was. I'm pretty sure it was BJ that was one of the first. He's fought fucking Lyoto Machida, for fuck's sake. Beat Matt Hughes twice. Like, this is all big time. Like, he... genuinely should be running a PI or whatever in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I know Dana has been on thing and they were all like chastising him, say, why the fuck are you giving him another fight? And he's like, look, he's not left me alone. Obviously, Dana's gone back on that now that this all stuff's come out. But he's scary when you see legends that have essentially built a sport. Like if it was Chuck Liddell, or you remember when Rampage went on that tear up and fucking...
yeah, he was driving a monster truck with his face on the side.
With his face on it after he lost to Forrest. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, if it was any of them, I think it'd be seen different. But BJ, it's almost like, because it's that next island, they're just like,
yeah,
fucking hell. Don't want to do too much.
Yeah.
So it's scary.
Yeah.
Really fucking scary.
I don't know he'd settle for a regular job, though. I just think he's a bit too mental for that.
And that's why it needs to be related to MMA, UFC, whatever it is. Because
he should have his own promotion. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Didn't they used to have a promotion? Rumble on the Rock?
Something like that. There's something like that in Hawaii. It's definitely, it sounded...
Always used to have Cabbage on it and Ronald Jun, the machine gun.
Yeah, I like anyway, Cabbage.
What's your next on your list?
I've got Michelle Pereira.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Then he comes out blaming it on his weight cut and the fact that his coach wasn't there to help him cut 38.5 pounds the week of the fight. Hang on a fucking minute.
But if you've... Like, Bisping... To be fair to him, was on fire when he was talking about it. Like, he was the one tweeting saying, yeah, well, maybe if you don't do the backflips and this and this and this against the octagon, you might have enough gas. How fucking good is that for, I can't remember his name.
Connolly.
Yeah. Tristan
Connolly.
Wow.
It was a great night.
It was.
So he got his own purse. He got 20% of Pereira's purse.
Both bonuses.
But, made out like a fucking bandit.
And 4 days before, was fighting for welfarefights.com or something.
I love an underdog story.
I love it, man. Who wants to do this? Because the thing was, it was just like the flying knee. It was almost like he hadn't started yet. Uh-huh. So he's seen the backflip, the cage kick, the fucking everything. He's like, I don't normally do this. Are you all right? And he's like, yeah, man. But he kept fucking doing it.
I know. But he's massive for the weight.
Danny Roberts must be fuming.
Can you imagine?
You mean I just had to stay out of his way for fucking 5 minutes? Yeah.
That's bad.
It's just that showboating thing. Like, whenever you do it and it backfires, you just feel like a fucking super twat. It's like your mum's always, don't, you're going to come a cropper. You're going to end up in tears. And you're like, oh, fucking, I can walk on a wall. Whoop. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's fucking horrible. Yeah. Whenever you're proved right by your mum.
Right. Do you remember when Chuck Liddell fought Randy?
Yeah.
And Randy just walked out with his fucking sandals on, walked out the octagon.
One.
Yeah. And then when Chuck came out, he had Tap Out had done him those videos and it had Mask on the screens. Yeah. It was like, the Iceman.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all like fucking Frosty and shit. And then Randy handed it to him.
And then Randy was like, this is how you fight.
Yeah.
Don't ever do it again. But they did twice, the bastards. Broke my heart. But yeah, I know what you mean. Just showboating.
I love it. I did have a moment though right before the Marcus Davis fight and I thought to myself, fuck, if I lose this, I might as well just not show up anymore. I'll move out to the countryside and disappear.
What if the...
I just talked so much shit.
There was a lot of shit talking. Yeah, and I think because Marcus Davis was very sensitive.
He was so annoyed.
It was like, even afterwards, didn't he just storm out of the cage?
There wasn't a big cuddle, was there? No.
There wasn't a lot of hugs. And I've seen bigger feuds sort of fizzle out in a fight when they've gone, oh, like when GSP, didn't GSP say, you said something about fighting in your pyjamas, which he didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the fight, he was like, oh, you can fight.
Yeah.
Take care. Someone show me how to fucking armbar someone, please.
Yeah, he was just like, kept squeezing my elbow.
Yeah.
It was like,
you made already, out of rubber. This is made of rubber.
Rubber.
Fuck off. Yeah. But they went backstage and tried it. But
yeah. I think Marcus didn't want to talk to me.
My showboating wasn't quite as cool as fighting.
No.
I was once fixing a laptop for my uncle and it was a bit of a like on the side job. So I was going to make myself a good 50 quid. So basically.
Folding
paper money, big notes. And my uncle had come around and he's like, can you fix my mate's laptop? I was like, fucking fix anything. Watch me. So I went upstairs, found an old laptop, scrapped it for bits, took the screen out. It fit. I couldn't believe it. I'm fucking talking to him, cocky as fuck, going through, putting it all back together. And round a normal laptop, there's like a bezel, just plastic. You just pip it off and then basically screw your screen and put that back on. And I'd got to the last push and it didn't just go, it went. I was like,
oh, I broke the screen.
That's an interesting noise. None of the others have done that. Turned the laptop on and I fucking broke the new screen.
Oh.
And hurt my uncle and his mate literally got up and walked off And I'm like, right, well, you can't do it then. I'm like, what? So I've gone from being like Billy Big Bollocks, making myself 50 quid in an afternoon,
to now having two laptops that are no good.
Fuck laptop. So yeah, showboating. Don't do it, kids, unless you can back it up. Ask Connor about it. So that's almost Cerrone Gagey. But then I just wanted to touch on Todd Duffy.
Okay.
How hurt was he?
Mm.
Do you remember when he was
not
first in the UFC?
Not as Jeremy Stephens was.
No. Do you remember when he was in the UFC the yep. first time?
Yep.
And he banged someone out in, was it 7 seconds?
Yeah, something like that.
Then got iced out in the third round by an overweight fella. I can't remember his name. Buzzcut. Yep. And he basically wrestle-fucked him for 2 rounds and then just went, bang, and put a snooker ball in a sock and just fucking killed him.
Yeah.
I heard
that was a
after,
great comeback.
Yeah, it was. But I heard after that that basically Dana kicked him, or he got dropped because he was too awkward to work with, because he was a bit of a diva.
I heard that.
I only heard that. I've never spoke to him myself. But it seemed a bit diva-ish this time. And it almost makes you think, dude, you're on your second chance.
Mm. Yeah. The thing is, like, he'd tried really hard for... how far into the fight was it? Do you remember? It was a couple of minutes, wasn't it? Yeah. Was it the second round?
I think it was, wasn't it?
Was it the second round? I don't remember.
Oh, we'll have a look.
But, like, I just felt like he'd exhausted his options.
Yeah.
And then this was a moment to not continue fighting and not get beaten up too much.
I know, the first round, you had 4 minutes.
Yeah. I feel like he'd given everything for like 3 minutes, and then that last minute before the eye poke, he was starting to look panicked.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
When they can still open their eyes though, that's...
Hey.
I've got to go and pick me up from school. It's 2:45. But I haven't really. That's just my daily alarm. So it was one of them. He's just come back after like...
4 years off.
4 years off.
Yeah.
In the UFC.
Yeah.
He's back in. And it wasn't like you say, with Jeremy Stephens... One, I mean, there's a massive thing you can talk about this. This is a fucking one hell of a fuckery. I mean, as a fan, buying tickets, getting there, and the main event, that going is fucking heartbreaking.
It was the Wild West in there.
I could imagine.
Crazy. Like the amount of shit being thrown. Did you see the video of Brendan hiding
amazing.
Under the table?
And Bisping sort of just stood up.
Yeah, slipping.
Even if one went in his head, he's not fucking going under a table.
Heading his fucking.
Just that.
Fucking
who threw that?
Yeah, this headache sponsored by Cerveza Modelo.
With one eye.
I know. Just, I know.
But it was just the
still got the reactions of a cat.
It was dad reaction. Was dad reaction to like he was just like someone throwing something. Where? Sit down, Dad. Like that guy on, Saving Private Ryan. Who's that actor? The American guy that just walks into scene and like there's a fucking. Gunfight going on, he just walks in. All right, how what are you doing, dude? Just fucking chill out.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. He's not as good as the guy of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
The you either fight or surf guy.
Yeah.
He's fucking great. He's my favourite character.
But that's the kind of guy.
Yeah.
Bisping just sort of stood up and
just,
was like...
Just whatever, yeah.
Fuck. Have you seen that on the meme where someone's like... Yeah, someone's up on someone's shoulders, someone launches a pint, and she's like...
Yeah, it went crazy in there. It went crazy.
But and you can see why, right?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I understand the frustration. I also, from what I understand, throwing drinks is a fairly common occurrence.
Don't piss in it first.
Well, that's usually what it is. But fortunately, most of these were drinks from what I understood. But it just went crazy in there. It went fucking nuts.
See, I get that, which is obviously you've been involved before when you should have been a main event and they ran out of insurance time and all, money and all the rest of it, which...
I got hit with a fucking chair at a Jimmy Warlad fight.
By Jimmy?
No, Jimmy was fighting. So he was fighting Jason Tan in Liverpool. So Jason Tan's a Liverpool fighter. Good fighter as well, Jason was. And this was a 5-rounder. Jimmy was up on the scorecards quite clearly and was in our corner on our side of the cage, up against the fence in kind of a loose triangle of Jason. And Jason Tan was a black belt. He was known for his guard. And Jimmy's like tired. And he's like trying to posture up and he's being broken down and he's landing a few shots. And the next thing, one of Jason Tan's corner men had come all the way around to the side of the cage and was pushing us out of our corner to coach his fighter because he was right up against
us. What, like old wrestling managers?
Yeah, literally, like just came around and just started pushing his way in. So I'm up against the fence coaching Jimmy through his triangle defense. Owen's next to me.
Yeah.
So that's where the conversation starts. So this guy comes over and tries to hustle Owen out of the way. Which you don't do. So Owen,
not me, around. Owen.
No, sorry, Owen Comrie, my old Thai boxing coach.
Imagine if, and just completely different.
Yeah.
He doesn't look
imagine good. You if you were 6 inches taller and Jamaican.
Yes.
And had had 50 professional Muay Thai fights. Yes.
We're like twins.
You are. Like, they're like, nothing alike.
No.
And are nothing alike.
Yeah, that, what's that van,
like not twins at all.
No, the Van Damme movie. Double trouble.
Double
team.
Double was something. It
double team? Double trouble? Know. Double take?
Well, Van Damme movies always fell into one of three genres, didn't they? One of either three categories. He was either fighting to like redeem his brother.
Yeah.
He'd either ran away from the army.
Yeah.
Or he was playing two or three characters in the movie. Like that was
two or three characters. Go for it.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got paid.
Was it double take?
Oh, double God. Team was. Double team. Yeah.
Was it definitely double team?
Yeah, because it had the split screen, the split cover, which was half blue and half lime green.
Mate.
And he had like the greased back hair and shit. One of them had a gun.
A badass.
That's the exact pose you'll know. Am I right?
No, double team is the one with.
Oh, fuck.
Who's the basketball player? Who's fucking
Dennis
nuts.
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
So what was the other one then?
It was. it was double. Double impact.
Double impact. Double.
Redeemed. You've not seen this, have you? Neither of you.
He's seen double team.
Though. Yeah, I've seen double team. I've seen a lot of double team. On Red Tube.
Anyway.
Okay.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Where were we? I was talking about something sensible
so
as well.
It's a chair being hit by a chair.
That was it. Obviously. So not a sensible conversation at all. So this guy had tried to push Owen out the corner. Owen had turned around and slapped him. And I was completely focused on the fight. I had no idea what was going on. Next thing, obviously a few people had recognised that one of their coaches had been slapped. So they come like surging down from the back of the room and a chair comes flying over the top and Owen slips out of the way of it and it cracks me on the back of the head. Fucking...
That's wild.
Yeah, horrible. And they had to stop the fight and get us and our team into the cage while they dealt with the fucking riot.
Shit.
And also Jimmy had broken his nose in the fight. And when the shit started to kick off, the paramedics all left. So after the fight, there was no one to fix Jimmy's nose. So that's where the story of me fixing Jimmy's nose comes in.
Which
the paramedics had left because of the riot at the venue. Well, his nose was Rich Franklin. It was like it was like a capital C.
If it had rained, would he have drowned?
He could smell around corners. That's my favourite.
Robin Hood nose.
It was bad. It was a bad break. And it needed fixing. And the longer he left it, the more it would swell, the worse it would have been. You know, it would have needed a surgery on it to fix it. So I said to him, look, I can do it right now. Before the swelling comes up, I can do it. I've had mine fixed a couple of times after Thai boxing matches.
I've seen loads of Van Damme films.
I've seen all of them. Or Double Team, Double Impact, all of them. All the doubles. I can fix it as long as you trust me. So I'm standing there. And it was like an old tooth removal. You know, I'm holding his head. And I've got my thumb against his nose. And he kept stopping me. He kept going, wait.
No, it's never going to work.
Jimmy, the longer I leave it, the worse it's going to get. Is it going to hurt, though?
Yeah. Always go on two.
Yeah. It's definitely going to hurt. You've just had a 5-round MMA fight. Yeah. Cage fight. You just had a 5-round cage fight, Jimmy. You've got a broken nose. Let me fix it for you. It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
But otherwise, you're going to wake up tomorrow
morning. Whose hand was he holding? Or was Owen still telling people?
No, I'd braced him against the wall because I knew he was going to try and squirm. So I braced him against the wall and I was holding his head. I fixed it, though. His nose looks pretty good, right?
Yeah, for real.
Right?
Just the rest of the face.
You
he doesn't listen to this.
he can't work podcasts.
No, he's not into this.
Anyway, that was
so
my
I didn't, tangent. No, I didn't know you fixed his nose.
I fixed Jimmy's nose after being hit across the back of the head with a chair.
Fuck, man.
So that was an eventful night.
I would love to see Owen's reaction, though, because he was just had one of the proudest moments of his life where he's like... See that, Dan? Dan, Dan, get up. What are you fixed Jordan under the table for?
I remember my second pro fight against Paul Jenkins down on the pier in Bournemouth. Someone had kicked Owen in the back. It was in a boxing ring. It was a shitty venue. Someone had kicked Owen in the back because he was blocking their view. So as I went back to my corner at the end of the first round, Owen was fighting with a guy in the front row. And I'm like, you can see me on the video. I'm like, Owen.
No end.
The end of the round, Owen. Yeah.
An ice bag.
And like the whole time. Like the whole time I'm sitting there on my stool and he's like giving me water and he's just staring at this guy through the ropes. He's like, as soon as this round starts,
stop water boiling. Like me filling your kettle up.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Need to flood the kitchen.
Embarrassing problems. Yeah, I can't really talk about that too much. It's not been long enough yet.
Still not over it.
No. No. So Mexico, so, Mexico is fucked
Mexico
up, right?
Mexico was good.
What about, so the main event, as much yet fucking fans great fucked fight. Off, get it, good fights. Mm. But Herb Dean, right?
Herb Dean.
OG. Basically, talking plain English to the doctors and everyone else. So he's basically, he said, he got me good, mate. So it's like, yeah, you got 5 minutes. Stay there. Now, watching the video back, it looked more like an eye rake than a poke. But it doesn't fucking matter. Right or false? Okay. So that's true or false. That's nothing to do with rake and poke, but it sounds similar. So when, like, it doesn't matter what has happened, but Jeremy Stevens is like, when you look at fucking minerals in school, there's like granite, Jeremy Stevens. He's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's not going to, yeah, I know what you mean. So he's not going to fake an eye poke.
But it was when he stood there and his eye is clamped shut and like Herb's gone over going, all right? And he's like, he's got me good. And he's like, yeah, well, don't worry. It's pulsing at the minute. I was like, we're all learning here. Thank you, Herb. It's pulsing. So
pulsing.
To me, that's like, all right. So throbbing, pulsing, whatever Herb's hitting with, I'm like, fair enough. Let me get the doctor in. And I'm thinking to myself, don't get a fucking doctor. Jeremy won't want it stopped. Let him just have his time. But anyway, doctor comes in. Herb is dead-eyeing him going, right, it's pulsing at the minute. Don't touch it.
The doctor's like, what's pulsing?
And then, yeah. It's one of them fucking bars, one of them protein bars. Don't touch it at the minute because it needs to calm down. He's got 5 minutes. The doctor went over like a fat kid trying to get sweets out of a bag. He's like, open it. He's like, fucking leave his eye, but open your eye. It's like, he can't open his fucking eye. He's just been raked. You fucking idiot. And I think it was the doctor that fucked it up more than anything.
Yeah.
The one in the light grey suit.
Oh, you've taken notes then.
Yeah, it looked like a croupier had been buried in it. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't good.
You know, I saw something, and I'm going to throw this out there, and I've got no names, I've got no one to blame for this. But in Vancouver, there was someone that was working for the commission, and every time a fighter had finished the fight, he was going into the cage and taking the gloves off the fighter. And I never saw him pass the gloves to any corner teams or any fighters.
eBay.
I just reckon he robbed a fucking load of gloves.
Do you reckon it's getting him to sign it in the ring? What for? Do you just need to sign it with this gold sharpie? Does that say certificate of authenticity? Yes. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all good.
Yeah, I know.
That's fucked bad. Up.
It happened to me once. Someone tried to steal my gloves once. One of the guys that worked for the commission, they were in his fucking bag. I'm like, dude, you've got my gloves. He's like, oh yeah, well, I was just looking after them for you. Yeah.
You're gonna sell He's them looking back. For a good picture on eBay to
sell them back to me on eBay.
Google Images, just trying to find Outlaw. Yeah, just sign that. Mate, it happens a lot. Yeah, I mean, we're going to see a video on Unilad in about 2 weeks where someone's fucking filming himself going, hey, photocopy ticket. Hey, I'm in the fucking cage. I've robbed fucking 1,600 gloves.
Yeah, there was definitely someone that got on the bus as well from the arena that shouldn't have been on the bus last night. Saturday night.
On purpose or accident?
No, like, I just remember looking at him as he got on the bus. I'm like, he's got nothing with him. He's pissed. And he's like, it no credential, Darna. Nothing. He just, no, it wasn't Darna. No, he just went, it was weird. He got, anyway, where were we? Where's your list?
That was.
We've got a list to keep structure and we've got no fucking structure to this show
at all.
That
was the iPod, that was a Mexico. So the Todd Duffy thing just made me go.
Yeah.
And then obviously we've had a few iPokes this weekend. But Brandon Moreno, he won, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
He looked fucking good.
Yeah.
Against the Russian fella. Can't remember.
Did that come out as a draw?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
We've seen quite a few draws. The other recently, one that was almost like they're trying to,
I know,
like pacify people.
Well, there was a draw in Copenhagen that ended up being wrong, wasn't it?
Yeah. And when it came on the thing, you looked at the camera, was like, yeah, we thought we could add up three numbers and sort of eye flash.
Yeah, did I? Yeah.
Like, yes.
You know, as soon as I said it, I was like, that kind of came off. Yeah, I know. It was a bit, wasn't it? It's like, yeah.
I kind of liked it. Then.
It's simple math. I mean, fucking hell, math,
maths. We say maths, don't we?
Do we?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not sure.
What you got after science? Maths. Simple.
Oh, yeah. No, that does sound right.
So I'm back into secondary school and timetables at a minute because Moo's gone up to a secondary school and she's got homework.
Oh, right.
It is wank. You know, just knowing how thick you are and how stupid you are. But you, like, I'm useful for stupid shit. She got in the car the other day, picked her up, and I was like, at the minute, it's very sensitive to broach the homework situation because she's 11. Mm-hmm. So her hormones are coming. And she's literally got in the car and it's like, all right, darling, good day. She said, yes. Oh, okay. Who have you been with today? And she's like, normal. I'm like, okay, that's a good enough answer. and she gets to have her dinner. She basically puts money in this machine, puts a thumbprint on, and it goes into her account. But there's nothing in school with a price on. It's just all, do you want a drink? Yeah. Beep. So we give her 20 quid. And then after a few days, like, what have you got left? She's like, 4. I was like, are you buying dinner for everyone? She's like, no. What happens is at break, we can have a sandwich or a panini or a pasta and a, like, sausage roll or whatever. Then at dinner time, we can have dinner and a fucking pudding. I'm like, yo. And she can eat like an Oxley. So as much as I've got like a 12-year-old girl, we can fucking eat. So she's like smashed out at £9 a day on fucking food and drink. So that's another sensitive thing.
There's got to be some perks of going to school.
Fuck me. So I've basically gone to, I found what drinks they sell there and gone to the actual shop and bought a load. So instead of them marking it up to £1.20, they're fucking 40 pence drinks. So we've got that.
You just not feed her at home.
Oh, fucking hell. She's got hollow legs. So we literally, I'm driving home. Now I can't, I've asked her about her friends. Can't really talk about friends, so it's okay. Next, it's like, what have you had to eat? She's like, oh, God, just food. Okay, no worries. Next, it's homework. And I was like, what's your homework today? And normally she won't let you talk about it because then she'll just go into a fucking tornado of doom and you don't want it. So she said, oh, it's only PE. We've got to learn the term of the long jump. You know, where you go backwards over the bar. And I was like, oh, yeah.
High jump, sorry.
Yeah, long jump is the other one. Not the triple jump. High jump. She's like, yeah, we've got to learn about the high jump. I didn't learn. I just knew the term. So I was like, okay, what do you have to learn? She's like, there's a technique and we have to know what it's called. And I was like, do you mean the Frosby flop? Look at Dad with some knowledge. Fucking knocking walls down. And she's like, shut up, you don't know. We had an argument for 25 minutes all the way home until she could Google it, got in. She's like, yeah, all right. Well, maybe you're right then. So I'm not allowed to help with homework. I'm not allowed to talk about food and I'm not allowed to talk about friends anymore.
So your random knowledge has paid off in one occasion.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, nice. Frosby flop.
I'd never heard of that before.
Oh, really?
No.
So the term that, you know, the hop skip, not a hop skip and jump, but the three steps you take up and then go over backwards.
Yeah.
I will get Moo to show me the paper she's written on it to have to tell me why it's called the Frosby. Obviously a dude's name, right?
Definitely.
It's got to be. Hold on.
Oh, hang on. Back to the list.
I'm going back to the list just to think because there might have been something else I needed to tell you about. But
nice Raptor hat, by the way.
It's all right, eh?
I like it.
I've got this and I've got a dad cap version.
Yeah. Oh, no.
There they are.
Jamie's got that one. That's very it. Nice. Very nice.
So the difference between the dad cap on that's going to be on Raptor merch and what we sell on Full Reptile is Full Reptile, we make a fitted bent peak, which is more of a structured cap like the NFL ones that you've seen and most people have got. Those ones are more like the indie dad cap with a strap across the back.
Like the hipsters that they are.
Either hipster or a hobo.
Cool. Any other fights you want to talk about?
Yes. Got this weekend after Mexico was UFC Copenhagen.
Mm.
How fucking good was that?
Dalby was awesome.
Dude.
Yeah, that point walkout, to prove, right? That walkout was awesome. It was so cool.
And his missus was singing that.
Yeah. Sung the song. Very cool. Very emotional. Yeah. I don't know how he kept it together. I remember walking out in Nottingham and I just needed to get through that first round.
Dude, that was bonkers.
It was just, yeah, it was mad.
Well, that was 7 years ago as well.
All right.
Just a touch on it, 7 years. Jeez. No, I'm trying to get you back in the cage, man. I'm trying to get you back in there. People keep asking me.
I was in there on Saturday a couple of times.
I saw.
With no shoes on.
Did you get
well.
The tingles?
I did. I loved it.
You know when Jeremy got his eye poked, did you not have your gum shield in your pocket?
You know, if I could have made featherweight in that moment, I'd have ran down there.
I don't know, he'd be all
right. I think Yaya would have fought me in that moment as well. He wanted to fight Bisping, didn't he? Fuck
you. Dude, how cool was that? Because the thing is, Bisping is very Marmite. I don't know him. I know you know him. But there's been times where I fucking
agree
love
with
Bisping.
That statement.
There's times that I fucking love him and other times that I just think he's a bit of a bocker. But ultimately, he's Uncle Dickhead, isn't he? He knows and he takes that on quite well. Like he's got his perks, but deep down. So when he was like not getting involved and dodging bottles was one thing. You're like, bro, what's Brandon doing? That was cool. And the other thing was when he stepped in, and didn't he get called a puto?
I don't know. Puta? Yeah, he was, yeah.
He went full fucking cartel, didn't he? He's like, puto, whatever he said. And Bisping, he's just like a special kid trying to stroke a dog that's barking. Do you know what I mean? You know when you get them special kids that go up to like a pit bull and it's like, and like doggy. It's like, don't touch the fucking dog. It's like, not a flinch in him. Not a flinch.
No.
That was cool as fuck. Yeah. That was proper gangster. Yeah.
I just don't think Bisping knew what was going on.
Maybe he didn't. Yeah. This is where people fight. Maybe. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was angry. No, I would have quite happily jumped in there. I did have my mouthpiece in my pocket.
About true story. Gutted, yeah, because it would have been good.
Red pill, blue pill. Earpiece or mouth guard?
I think both. I think you could have commented
at the same time.
As you can see, he's just up to the left.
I'd have a go at that.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah. I do want to break down my own fight.
Yeah.
When I get a fight signed, I want to do it inside the octagon for it.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. Just completely objectively. Talk shit about my game. And
help. And we can all like say how it's going to end.
Yeah.
This is how you lose your job. So, Copenhagen. What did you take away from Copenhagen?
A chesty cough.
Yeah.
Christiani is fucking banging. Love the place. Very cool. Respect to everybody there.
It looked good. It looked really good.
What did I get? I got some free Reebok. I got some Reebok swag, which is really? Why Jamie's got some fancy new UFC socks on. Look at those.
They're not quite the same, are they? Let's be honest.
They're not the full reptile ones.
We'll have a sock off.
Sock off. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was the last show of like 6 weeks on the road. Just going and going and going. So it's nice to be home.
Yeah.
And I'm staying here all week. I don't want to leave.
I'm not going anywhere.
I don't want to leave. I just want to stay. No more airports for a while, please.
Yeah, I think it breaks. Airports break me, and I normally go once a year.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine landing and then be like, right, are you ready? No.
Yeah.
I'm fucking not ready.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
To drive home from the airport to pack a bag to drive back to the airport is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fuck that.
I've hit my limit now. I'm ready for a bit of time at home.
Yeah, good.
As far as what I took away from Copenhagen, I'm just relieved that stint's yeah, over.
I'm glad it's done. What's next? What have you got next?
Cage Warriors coming up on the 12th in Cardiff.
Is there anything out of the country?
The next one out of the country is going to be Singapore. And I'm going to go a couple of days early because I love that city.
Okay. So we should be up to date until then on this?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be able to.
A few people have asked.
I know.
I'll say a few. It's probably three.
No, I've had a lot of messages on Twitter for people asking me where the podcast is. So. And the Raptors are nodding as well.
It's normally the Goddard one, though, isn't it? When's Lissing coming back? Fuck you.
Yeah, we do need to get one of those. We do need to get one of those recorded again soon as well. Yeah, Mark's keen. So, yeah, you're holding that microphone, not talking into it at all.
Speak to it soon.
All good. Anything else?
Well,
oh, hang on.
Hold on. No, it was only just how good. You just mentioned Cage Warriors.
Mm.
How many people from Cage Warriors showed up at Copenhagen?
Jack Shaw looked fucking awesome.
Ridiculous.
I hope he's in Cardiff and I hope he's celebrated at the event because his performance was awesome.
Mate,
really
was his fucking debut. Mm.
And they've just opened a new gym down there as well, him and his dad.
Yeah.
Like some kind of super gym. So I want to check that out. You're going there, aren't you?
Yeah, you're
with Johnny G's?
I think that was just...
That's somewhere else, is it? Okay. All right, we'll go and check
maybe
that out.
Maybe Johnny G's is involved, but Richard's...
Maybe.
Jack's dad.
Still. Yeah.
As guys should go down and do a little filming.
We should definitely go. Mm. We should definitely go. That'd be good.
Dick Shaw?
Shaky.
Cool. Yes.
That's what they call him. That's his nickname.
Really?
Shaky, yeah.
Shaky Dick Shaw?
And he's lethal as well.
I can imagine.
He's one of the most lethal dads in the country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The most lethal dad in Wales?
Quite possibly,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. The Shaky from the Valleys. I like it.
Yeah.
Mark DeCasey.
Yeah, looked good again. Yeah.
Lando Venata looked a bit flat. He looked like he chopped his legs to pieces.
Well, everything that Venata does, DeCasey does as well, but he's just a bit faster.
Yeah.
And that's just what it looked like.
There's
the whole
a couple
fight.
Of kicks that missed, and I was like, yo.
Yeah.
That's a fucking phone call to your mum, that is. The one thing I was going to ask you real quick was about underdogs. I know we mentioned it a few times, and it's on this fight because there was Cowboy. We're good.
All right. The Raptors are reversing.
Yeah. This Raptor is reversing. Cowboy Oliveira and Hermanson.
Yeah.
So Hermanson's normally the underdog, right? Mm. And he's always been the underdog and he's performed and had something to prove.
Yeah.
This time, his number was higher.
Yeah. A lot of pressure on him.
And he wasn't an underdog anymore. Mm. I think that changes quite a lot. And obviously, you've been an underdog, you've been a favourite, but you must know... The pressure is different.
Yeah.
Because it soon changes once you start becoming a favourite, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the pressure of the event as well. First time in Denmark. You know, I mean, the event was built around him. And the other thing as well, Cannoneer's much better than people think he is.
He's ridiculous.
He's much better than people think he is. Because, like, he had most of his fights in his career have been at different weight classes. So people aren't yet used to seeing him at
it's
middleweight.
Like just compacting, like, heavyweight into this fucking...
Yeah.
dropping bombs.
Nice dude as well. Real
and
nice
he, the takedown defense, yeah, he looked like a great dude from obviously what I saw.
Yeah.
But his takedown defense, Jesus. I'm excited. Well,
he's been defending takedowns against heavyweights for half of his career. You can imagine how much easier it is against middleweights.
Dude, scary. Fucking scary guy. Yeah. And he just looked impressive. But that was one thing. I mean, Marco Madsen we took from that was we saw him in Vegas.
I want to go and work with him. I want to go and do some training with him. Because he's got Martin Kampmann in his corner as well. He's a great striking coach. So that'd be a good place to go and train.
Did Martin Kampmann ever retire? I know obviously he fought poorly and then he had a couple.
I think he did.
Did he?
I think he probably retired. Because he was working at Alpha Male for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a fucking name to beat.
Yeah, he's good. Kampmann was good. I remember him. He was the Cage Warriors middleweight champ when I was the welterweight champ.
There you go.
Knocking people out with head kicks.
Just being champ bros.
Champs.
How's your belt? Champs. Good. How's yours?
Yeah. Sitting over in the corner of the gym getting dusty.
That's it. You weren't Tim Silver in it.
No.
I think every so often you should. Maybe Halloween when you come around, we'll do trick or treat. You can just walk around with it.
Yeah. I'll dress up as myself.
Imagine.
No, I'll dress up as myself from 15 years ago.
Yeah. Just have a shave and dye your hair.
Yeah.
And have to make up some tattoos out.
I know, right?
Have you ever seen that? That guy who's got a full skeleton. And he gets that makeup.
That's a good video, that is. Starts off with the makeup and then just takes it
and
all
then
out.
Just slowly take it off.
I wonder if when he got the full makeup done, he ever looked at himself and thought, I wish I hadn't got that done there.
That'll do. My mate, I used to have a mate that used to finish one of his tattoos with a Sharpie if he ever went out. Like there was a dead small bit that wasn't finished. And he was just like, just got to touch it up. It's like, get it finished.
That's sad, isn't it?
It's really sad.
You know, Jimmy Warlead's got a tiger on his arm. And he went into a tattoo studio once a few years after he'd had this tattoo done. And the artist went, you know, that tiger's missing the bottom jaw, don't you? It was literally like, it was the tiger from the top lip. But the guy just drew the bottom jaw on that.
Okay, I have seen
people. Jimmy Waller, that's a tattoo show we need to do. Jimmy's fucking tattoos.
No, that's scary.
Oh my God.
I'll never forget.
Oh, I love it.
He walked into fourth and it was after Raymond Decker had died. And you had Shine On.
I've got a little diamond.
Shine On his arm, which I thought was kind of clean and classy and a bit of a nod, which was, that's cool. Jimmy walked in, this fucking off-center diamond here. And I was like, yo, what made you choose a diamond? Thinking there was going to be some sort of deep feeling or something, or like a reason behind it. He went, it fit.
Yeah.
I was like, what? He went, it fit. I was like, anything will fit.
He said the same about the Batman sign on the inside of his arm. Why did you get that, Jim? Well, it fits right, doesn't it?
I like the 1970s Batman. Good job it's not the new version.
Oh, we love Jimmy. I'm going to go and see him later. I'm going to call him to the gym and see him.
Yeah, take some T-shirts down for me.
Oh, yeah, T-shirts. And I've got to pick the canvas up as well.
What? We've got this weekend. What did you say on Inside the Octagon?
I said that Robert Whittaker needs to start the first round with the pace that he normally fights at, where he's landing a shot at least every sort of 10 seconds. And just make sure Israel Adesanya doesn't settle in. Because if he gives him the space to settle in, that's when he gets dangerous. Yeah. And I think if Whittaker puts a pace on him for two rounds, he'll start to find some cracks in his game. And I also think he might take him down as well. Because he spent the last three training camps working takedown defense. Because he's had Romero twice and Jacare. So I feel like...
He's got a strong game.
Yeah. If you work in takedown defense, you're working your offensive wrestling as well. Or you're at least understanding it more.
Yeah.
And I feel like he might turn that against Adesanya because we've seen him look really awkward on his back against
big. He just feels Rob a lot Wilkinson. Bigger to me. He just seems like it's that big brother thing again where he's like...
And Adesanya's not a heavy-handed either. No. I think his kickboxing record is like 85 wins and 13 knockouts.
Well, he didn't really manhandle Anderson, did he?
Mm-mm.
And Anderson's an older Anderson.
Yeah. And with Rob Wilkinson, after he broke his nose, like that wasn't like a knockout stoppage. That was just a volume of shots. And
the guy
when
quit. You check his record, it's quite a few decisions, isn't it? It's not like an MVP.
Which gives
flashiness.
Which gives Whittaker the time to make something happen.
Yeah, I can see that. Obviously, we can't ask you.
Right?
Can't ask you who's going to win because you won't say.
I won't say.
Who are you taking?
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
And you've got to speak into the mic as well.
Whittaker.
What round?
Whittaker.
That's going to be a knockout.
Ooh. Okay.
Whittaker, yeah.
Really?
What are you saying? Slim? Mystery? Sorry.
I was thinking the same, to be fair. I've seen Israel get knocked out as well.
You got to be fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking say that all the time.
If you can't be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
You've started saying
that.
You have started saying it a lot, to be fair.
Cool.
I've started saying very cool.
Very cool.
Like around fighters and I'm talking to
very cool.
I was trying to bring Rad back. I asked the girls, I was like, should we start saying Rad again? And they were like, shut up, Dad. You fucking idiot. And they've started, they asked me the other day, what does gnarly mean? And I was like, it means rad.
Yeah. Same thing.
It's hella cool. So you're both taking Whittaker. What about, we'll just go co-main because Dan Hooker, oh, fuck it. Oh, and Taito Iwasa's on there as well.
La Quinta.
What we're saying about Dan Hook and Ally Quinta? Who are you saying?
I'm saying Ally Quinta.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Really?
You're going to
wrestle out a decision.
Inseparable, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do you disagree? Is there a fight on the card you do disagree on? No. Shall I pull the card up?
Yeah, pull it up.
We've got Tai Tuivasa against Sergei Spivak.
Oh, yeah. I really like Tai. I like him a lot, but he's losing a lot as well.
He gets a bit wild.
He's a brawler, isn't he? He's just a fight outside of a pub.
To win. So I'm a bit, I'll go for Tai.
Are you going to go for Tai as well?
Who is it?
Tai Tuivasa against Sergei Spivak.
I want to see him do a shoey.
I think either way.
that was something that came through on my earpiece last time I was calling one of his fights, which unfortunately he lost, otherwise I'm sure I would have been tested, but it came through when it got into the third round. If Taito Iwasa wins, are you okay to sacrifice a shoe?
No.
Yeah, that came through from the truck. They asked me if I'd let him have it, but the problem is that I always wear Converse, which, you know, all the other commentators hate me for, because now I was chatting to Paul Felder about it. So Paul Felder goes full suit when shoes.
Yeah.
And he hates wearing the shoes, right? So I said, well, why don't you wear Converse? He's like, well, I can't go from wearing a suit and shoes to now going back to jeans and Converse. See, I did the right thing and set the bar nice and low when I started.
You set the stall out, man.
So I always go jeans and Converse when I'm commentating.
Could you imagine if they'd have given you...
And on Inside the Octagon. I need to be able to move, yeah. You know?
Imagine if they'd have given you a pair of PE plimps. You know, if they had a spare pair out of Lost and Found,
yeah,
to go when you go in this time, put these on to make out you're wearing them. It's wear with a piece of elastic.
Some Lost and Found shoes. Yeah, just use one of these.
Do a shoe out of this. Yeah. Just come straight through.
There's a lot of questions, weren't there? I wanted to ask this.
Oh, you got questions, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, have you got a book? This is done. This book's done.
Go on, then. Q&A.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you are one of the guys that got asked the most questions. And obviously, they're all picked up on Twitter.
I've had a couple of things. Every now and then I'll see a news article pop up that someone's taken a bit out of the Q&A and they've dropped it into a news article and something, and then then a bunch of people will tweet it at Cowboy or Diaz and they'll be like, oh this guy, but no, nothing's come of it just yet. I'm keeping it relatively quiet and I'm just kind of moving myself towards the end of the year, see where things are then.
Anytime I post a picture on anything, the most comments are, when's your next fight? And it could be we launched the second 100 while you've been away, so that's dropped, that's nice gone shirt. Out this is one of the shirts and all that stuff gone, and even though it's just a sticker or something, and it's when's your next fight? Soon, at some point.
Yeah.
Do you like the sticker?
I've never been so popular. People have forgot how shit I was. It's crazy.
Same on the live chat in YouTube.
But I don't know how someone goes on and goes, Fire Dick 2019 has already asked that question. Maybe I don't need to repeat it. But they ask it again as well.
Maybe I won't see Fire Dick's question.
I think you would.
Probably.
If there's one time, if just one person said, fight?
I don't reply to eggs on Twitter. Anyone that's not gone to the effort of using a profile photo and they're just an egg.
That is weird. How many messages do you get of it's just a message and it says hi and it's just a girl in a bra and I'm like, delete.
Yeah. Oh, and now I get none of them.
Because it's never a username Sarah Lee.
It's got a bunch of random letters and numbers.
It's Sarah Allison Jordan 669 star fish face wigwam fucking hieroglyphics. How many fucking names have you tried before you've got to this one?
Yeah.
Fuck off. And I just think I'm going to get have my identity stolen. I don't know why anyone would want it. There's money in the bank and there's nothing else to be fucking.
That's the government trying to get into your phone.
That's it. There you go. I need to start putting hula hoops around my fucking ID.
Speak to Eddie Bravo about it. Get yourself some tinfoil. Make yourself a hat. Anyway, are we good?
I think so. I've got shit for days, dude.
So yeah, I'm ready for a coffee, though.
You say whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I reckon we'll call it. We'll pick it up next week because we'll be back next week.
Nice. Cool. It's been good to be back. I've got a lot of shit out of my brain.
Feel better?
Yeah.
It's like an exorcism.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.